When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you serious?
Yo, welcome to another episode of How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Bronzy.
Bonjour, I'm Sean.
Hey, how you doing, Sean?
I'm very good, bro. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you very much. Loving the feedback that we're getting in the real world from people that are seeing the jokes that we crack at the start of every episode. And the people that are coming to join us on the whole full-length podcast afterwards as well. The journey. All I'm being asked week in, week out, who is this Sean guy? Who is Sean? Where is Sean? Where can I find Sean online? Has Sean got an app? And I say to them, I say what you say to them, Sean. I say, listen, if you want to find Sean, find him on road.
You talk so much free to.
But yeah, man, I just want to be clear though, I'm not a comedian. So if you do see me out and about, a couple people would be like, yeah, man, them jokes are funny. I'm like, those jokes, they live online. They live on the podcast. I am not a stand-up comedian. I have to be very clear about that because I've got like a comedian mate I do another pod with. I've been on stage before and after him, and I have to very clearly address the audience and say, I am not funny like that. So maybe, please don't expect much from
me. Maybe next time, just try a bit of material out on it.
Do you know what? The worst thing you can do is step on stage after or before.
No, not stage. I'm talking about the people who come up to you and like they're like, oh, I like your stuff. You'll be like,
yeah, hold there. Am I here? TikTok, am I right? Yeah, guys, hey. Hey, what is it with TikTok, man? You look at one bum and then all of a sudden you get sent loads of peaches. Yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. But anyway, shall we, without further ado, step into the first part of the show, Sean, which is where we scour the internet for some jokes and get into them, aka jokes
of the week.
Yeah, man. I've got some slightly visual ones. I hope producer Alex will put this into our quick clip because I found it funny. It tickled me. I can resonate with it and I can rip into my own people. 43 million in cash found in an empty Nigerian apartment is what it says at the top of this picture.
Million
dollars. There you go. Not Naira, because that is not as much. Good point. So $43 million. Yeah, $43 million.
Like American dollars.
Yeah, like
American dollars. Like American dollars.
Monopoly dollars. All right, I should be clear. $43 million in real American dollars found in an empty Nigerian apartment, right? And somebody said, as a comment underneath it, ah, poor guy, probably spent the last decade trying to share it, but no one ever replied to his email. What? Yes, come on. And also, Sean, I've got some comebacks to some of your not so nice compliments, aka insults. Yeah, all right. I'd call you a cunt, but you lack the warmth and depth.
That's a good one.
Like it. We'll have to beep that out for the socials there, Alex. All right. You know what, mate? You're an ankle. You're 3 feet lower than a cunt.
What do you reckon? Bro, you know what? Is up for a cunt-based joke, innit? Do you know?
Do you know what? I feel like this is like the lowest level of insult that we have when we go out and about. There's you and another mate of ours, and the way that you lot batter each other, it's like
it's a term of endearment, man.
Sure. If you want to call it that, I mean, it's no, amazing.
Like for instance, I know what you're talking about, right? And if we met and he was like, "Hey, man, how is it?" I'll be like, "What's up, man? Like, what's going on? Are you cool?" We need to check in. Like, do you know what I mean?
He's the kind of guy that if you came up to a restaurant and you was having food with someone else, yeah, you look up at him and go, "Can I help you?" Hey, Sean, yeah, we're mates.
Nah. But excuse me, I've this person's disturbing my food.
And then you'd wait until they're escorted out the venue before you're like, nah, what are you joking?
I just wait to him up for us.
All right, and I've got another one that I think might tweak you. This is more of a joke. Do you want a short one for you? A woman goes to HR to file a sexual harassment claim against her coworker, Hank. The HR person asks what happened. They say, on Monday, he ran his fingers through my hair and said, smells so good. HR responds, Hank sounds like a creep, but it's probably not bad enough to write him up for instant dismissal for sexual harassment. The woman says, you don't understand. Hank is 2 foot tall.
I've seen this one. That tickled me. Because it wasn't where my mind was going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? On every setup, you're like, you can't help it, but you're like, oh, is it? Yeah, I didn't see that one coming before.
Yeah, so, I mean, mad. Mad that Hank said that still.
You want me to?
Yeah, man. I got another quick one for you while you're lining it up,
want. Yeah, go.
What do you call someone who doesn't give head?
No brains.
You call them an Uber. That's what you do.
Savage.
I like that because it goes both ways as well. I like that joke.
This is a short one. My hot neighbor told me her underwear keeps disappearing from her clothesline and that she's going to report it to the police. I almost shit her pants.
Oh man,
there's a couple of long ones which will have to shorten. Look at this.
Oh wow, the text is tiny.
Yeah. Another short one. What do you call a snobbish criminal walking down the stairs?
I don't know, what do you call him?
A condescending.
Oh, okay. Metal work. I got there in the end. A condescending condescending. Yeah.
That's nice. A bit like the, what do you call a, what was it?
That's something great.
Like,
this is great. Oh, man.
Give me like 20 minutes and I'm going to, but I was about to tell you the punchline before I told you the setup. So it's probably not.
Yeah.
It's probably.
Probably not the best way. Probably if we called this section punchline first, joke later, then yeah, it would work. But
it might work.
I mean,
we've never tried it.
I mean, that'd be a sick way to write a joke. If you could write the punchline first, then hit him with a joke. Oh my gosh.
I reckon that like people reverse engineer jokes.
Sounds like a Bill Burr thing to do, you know, if I'm honest. That's us, isn't it?
Bilious.
Yeah, big old bilious. I got a couple of longer ones, but I'm ready. Bro, it's up to you. You go, I go.
All right. This is a long one. No, I'll do this one. I think the Rainforest Cafe takes the whole rainforest theme too far. This one time I was sitting there eating my chicken tenders and they bulldozed 40% of the restaurant.
Damn it, I couldn't keep it together.
That's a good one. I like it. Right, it's a slightly longer one, okay? And it's a play on one that you've done before, but I love this style, man. So I think you'll know where it's going, but it's a nice little twist of it. A man is sent to hell where he's greeted by a demon. The demon says, all right, ahead of you, you'll see three doors. Behind each door is where you'll spend the rest of eternity. You may take a look behind each of these doors and then pick which door you would like. The man approaches the first door and opens it, looking inside. In the first room that stretches as far as the eye can see, he can see a wooden floor. The room is filled with people all standing on their heads. The man backs out. I'm fucking this up. Sorry. The man approaches the first door and opens it, looking inside. And then he sees a room that stretches as far as the eye can see with a wooden floor. The room is filled full of people standing on their heads. The man backs out and goes to the next door. Behind the door, once again, is a room that stretches as far as the eye can see, filled with people standing on their heads. Only this time the floor is made of concrete. The man closes the second door and opens the third. The third room is different. Instead, the people are all standing upright, drinking tea and eating sandwiches and talking to each other. However, the floor is covered in shit that comes up to everyone's knees. The man closes the third door and goes back to the demon. The demon says, "Did you make your choice?" The man says, "Yes, I choose door number 3. The demon nods, leads the man back over to the third door and opens it for the man, ushering him through. The demon says, "Enjoy eternity," and shuts the door. As the man turns to face the rest of the room, feeling pretty pleased with his choice, he hears a voice announce, "All right, everyone, break time's over. Back on your heads."
You know what? I knew this one as well, and you absolutely butchered it.
Oh, I fucked it. Sorry, I'm getting too excited, bro. I found it. I don't know why I found this one so funny.
It's a good one. I liked it.
Oh man, we got there in the end. Yeah. It was like the Trump one, though, innit?
It was. Yeah. I've heard a similar one of that where they like the first room, the water's up to like their necks, and then the second one. The water's above their head, and then the second one, the water's above, like up to the necks, and then the third one, the water's only like shin high, but it's the same thing.
It's heavy.
Eight times over.
Speaking about switching up jokes, you know the duck joke that you had? Loads of people were messaging going, "Oh, my version is the duck asks for grapes, way better." I'm like, how does what the duck asks for? This is a joke from the last, a few weeks ago. Got any bread?
What was duck asks? What is it?
Got any grapes? You remember that joke? Got any?
No, I remember the. Yeah. I remember the got any bread.
Yeah, people
one.
Were just
and then,
saying like,
"Oh, I'm gonna nail you," and then got any nails? And yeah. He's like, "Nope, got any bread?"
People like, "Oh no, it's like a horse and cheese or whatever." I'm like, it doesn't matter really, does it? It's like
horse and cheese.
I made that bit up, but people are like, "Yeah, the duck asked for grapes," or "The duck asked for this and that." They were like, "Oh yeah, ruin the joke, ripped it up." But I think bread makes more sense because ducks eat bread.
What are they asking for grapes for?
Exactly.
Do they eat grapes? They
exactly.
might eat grapes.
Yeah, but it just takes away from the joke because now I'm thinking about grapes and their delicious juiciness. Yeah. Instead of a duck eating bread. Anyway, so I'm sorry. I just thought I'd throw
it out. I've got a couple. I've got a couple to go.
Yeah, cool.
A very shy person wanted to learn how to approach a girl. So he went to watch a video on how to overcome shyness and talk to girls. In the video, the coach made a demo where he approached the girl and immediately asked her to guess a number from 1 to 9. The girl said 4. So the coach smiled and replied that the number she picked was the right one and that you can give her a kiss as a gift. So the shy person went to apply what he learned. He approached the girl, asked her to guess a number, and when she answered 5, he was very disappointed.
Oh, bless him. All right, I got one more for you, Sean.
All right.
Walking home after a night out, two women pass a graveyard and stop to pee. The first woman has nothing to wipe with, so she uses her underwear and tosses it. Her friend, however, finds a ribbon on a reef, so she uses that. The next day, the first woman's husband phones the second woman's husband, furious, saying, "My wife came home last night without her panties." "That's nothing," says the other. "Mine came back with a card stuck between her butt cheeks that said, 'From all of us at the fire station, we'll never forget you.'" Sibyl.
Also wasn't. I'm going to have to change this one a bit because the first part of this joke says, "I was pulled over by a police officer for over speeding," and I'm pretty sure it's just called speeding. So I'm going to change it a bit. "I was pulled over by a police officer for speeding. He looked at my license and said, 'You're supposed to be wearing glasses.' I said, 'I have contacts.' He said, 'I don't care who you know.'"
I like that. That's a nice one.
All right, this is a bit of a longer one. 4 Catholic men and a Catholic woman were having coffee in St. Peter's Square. The first Catholic man tells his friends, "My son is a priest. When he walks into a room, everyone calls him father." The second Catholic man chirps, "My son is a bishop. When he walks into a room, people call him Your Grace." The third Catholic gent says, "My son is a cardinal. When he enters a room, everyone bows their head and says, 'Your Eminence.'" The fourth Catholic man says very proudly, "My son is the Pope. When he walks into a room, people call him Your Holiness." Since the lone Catholic woman was sipping her coffee in silence, the 4 men gave her a subtle, "Well?" She proudly replies, "I have a Talta. Slim, tall, 38 double D bust, 24 inch waist and 34 inch hips. When she walks into a room, everyone says, 'Oh my God.'"
Nice one. I like that. I got a few more, but I've got to save for next week, man, because otherwise we'll be stuck here doing jokes all day long. All right. All right. I got a dirty one, though.
Oh, he's tempted.
How do you tell if a mechanic has just had sex? one of their fingers.
Lord. Sorry, go for it.
One of their fingers is clean. So yeah, man, I think it's time to head on to our next part of the show.
What is it?
Stories of... Oh no, it's actually How You Been Killing Time. Kill a bit. Good to find. How You Been Killing Some Time. I mean, I know you're about to do something pretty cool, Sean, but I mean, have you been doing anything in between us last seeing each other? Because you had a bit of a dicky belly. Now you're back. You had a bit of a bad tummy.
I went to see Bill Bailey yesterday.
How was it? How's he doing? Because he's been about for a while, you know, and he seems to be someone that's got energy. The older he gets, the more energy he has.
He's brilliant. It was interesting because at the beginning, he had pictures of his childhood, mm-hmm. and then he was getting progressively older. But it kind of seems like he hit 30, and then he just looks the same.
Yeah. I mean, look, I love him to bits, but 30, he looked a bit older than 30, didn't
he? A tough paper round.
Tough paper round and a stressful job. Yeah. But in a way, it's good because at least you know what you're getting in it for the rest of your life. He's just frozen in time there. But what was it like, man?
Oh, it was brilliant. He was, he's crazy talented. Like the amount of instruments that he played and he does a lot of jokes with songs and, it was actually the first comedy show as well, which I went to that had an intermission.
Okay.
Yeah, it was which I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was in the Greenwich O2, and it was it was really good. It was really good.
Did he do the big the arena?
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, boy. Cha-ching.
Yeah.
But also sick for Sonics as well. Like, so for the musical side of things, it must have sounded good.
It did. Yeah. The sound, the acoustics were really good.
Nice. And did he do? I mean, obviously, I know you don't want to spoil the jokes and stuff, but he's really good at like breaking down known songs, like one of his known sketches. And if he does it again, I think that'd be great live. He broke down like the News at Six, like theme tune about how it was like a proper rave tune, and he starts putting it together. Did he do like more stuff like that where he finds?
He did. He took an old classical tune and then showed how it was the basis for like a dance, like a dance tune in the charts, and something that's been in the charts recently or something like that. But everything is so centered around all, like he had all kind of instruments I've never even seen before.
Yeah.
Like some sort of Turkish thumb piano and something else and this and that. But yeah. And then he had this other opera singer who came on as well. He was like part of some of his jokes as well.
Sick.
Can't remember her name for the life of me, but.
Yeah, man. But would you recommend though?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Yeah.
He's a funny guy, man. He's a very, very funny guy. I'd like to go see him.
Right, what about you, bro?
I've been indoors, bro. But actually, no, that's a lie. I've been indoors and outdoors. I can talk about this now. I was going to say,
didn't you say to me that you were feeling a bit what's the word?
Old.
sore.
Yeah.
Old and sore.
I've been through the ringer, so I've done a piece of content because it's rugby union right now. Season, obviously, and I did a bit of content because the men's tournament is about to finish and the women's tournament is about to start, and I've actually did some training. It's going on joe.co.uk, like a Facebook page, Insta and all that. I did some training with the England men's and women's. I gotta say, I have a newfound respect for rugby. Like, I know it's a physical game. We've spoken about it on air, off air and stuff like that, but the basis of my day was it began with me learning how to pass.
Okay.
Cool, but very technical because you are throwing a ball that is not like a sphere in it. It's got angle. Yeah, it's not round. Funny enough, it's a rugby ball. More egg shaped. Wild. So you're throwing that. And obviously the whole point of the content is someone like myself, not very good at rugby. How easy is it for me to pick up? Not very, obviously, no surprise. And it kind of makes you realize how, when you watch sport, stuff that looks easy sometimes is just the level of quality that a player has.
Bro, can I say, until you play a sport, you cannot understand. Because like, for instance, when there's like new sports that I might start to watch, whether that be in the past have been basketball, American football, whatever it might
be. Jiu-jitsu.
Car jitsu. I feel as if, like, you see some things and it might be like a compilation of like the most amazing this, but without any context, it's kind of like, oh yeah, that's cool, or that looks good. If you were very good at that and you understood it, you'd be like, wow.
Yeah, that was
incredible.
It's like when people are at the top of their game, part of what is amazing is it looks effortless. Juggling looks so effortless when someone's really good at it, doesn't it?
Mm.
That's hard, you know? Yeah. They're like juggling stuff, oh, da, 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 like juggling three different things, not even balls, like juggling a can of drink, a bottle of beer, and like, I don't know, a Vaseline tin, right? They'll do that and they'll make it look easy and it is not. And like, you're 100% right with sport. I think that's what's funny about, we've all got that mate that's super opinionated about sports, innit? And you're like, bro, you couldn't even kick a ball 4 yards, innit? Like, but you're talking it all the big talk. And I feel like sometimes people like that can be just be like, yeah, man, it's easy. Just punt it up the field, innit? And like, you know, just put it on the edge of the box. Bro, do you know how hard it is to do that by yourself with no one around, let alone with the pressure of, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60,000 people around you and some enough other team trying to mash you up at the same time. Do you get me? And kind of knowing that like the world's eyes are on you. So I was bearing that in mind whilst I was learning these skills. And I was like, my passing was okay from about 6 foot. But as soon as you take it to like 10, 15 foot, my accuracy started to fail. And we're just standing still, bro. Like, we're just standing around.
Mm.
So that was that, me thinking, right.
It's easy to be like, I reckon I could do it, no problem. Why not?
Why not, smarting? And then we did some tackling and we did some other, I didn't actually do proper tackling, did some other skills. The tackling was probably where I realized I wasn't as good as I thought I looked. Like I thought, because I had all the gear, no idea vibe going on because they gave me some kit to try on. And when I put it on, I looked at myself, like, and thought,
I can play rugby.
I thought my stats, if I was a rugby player, like in a game, my stats bust up about 20 points. Stamina, strength, skill, all popped up. And I walked up the stairs in the shorts and I was like, a couple of people like, you actually do look like a rugby player. That, however, does not mean that I can play
rugby. Does it not give you skills?
It really doesn't.
That's annoying.
Their sheer strength, that's what it is. And it's like, you know how boxing is an all-body sport? Like, you're hitting, you're getting hit, you're using strength, you're using speed, agility. That's what rugby's like. And I realise that's why you get rugby players that are like 7 foot tall, brick-ish houses. Then you get like whippy little wingers and that kind of players as well, because they need different kind of strength. So when I was doing, I did scrum stuff where they got me to try and push a player that was standing on this scrum machine. And physically that took it out of me, doing that for 30 seconds. And I realized like sometimes they're in scrums.
Minutes,
they repeat. Then they got a sprint. Then they got a chase. Then they got a tackle.
And also, you know, it's as well, same as most sports, but like MMA or anything like that, is the conditioning for taking hits is wild.
Mad.
Because I watch it and like, I mean, I don't really watch rugby too much, but when I see someone get tackled, like it makes me like cringe. I'm like, wow, I would have folded up into
like, so they I think I got tackled by, it was Connie or Sarah from the Red Roses, yeah, and she did a walking tackle from, is one step tackle into me, right? And I said, look, all joking aside, I know, because people look at me, oh, you can take it, I'm not conditioned like that. So I said, all joking aside, out of 10, give me one. And they did it. And I was like, flipping hell, man, Sarah, like, I asked for one and you hit me with a three. Yeah, that's what I thought in my head, because there was a mat behind me. I just landed on the mat.
She was like, I give you a half.
Bro, I said, all right, go on then. Like, we'd done a lot of the filming. I figured if I get injured, it's okay. I can go home. I said, step it up to a three. Yeah. She took two steps back, maximum, maybe one and a half, two steps back, tackled me. Yeah. Bro, I tried to firm it and I was ready for it. All the air left my body and I like lay on the mat.
Fuck it.
And yeah, that was it. And my soul was like, fuck it. And the director was like, oh, I like, I really good like how you lay on the mat for a bit of extra dramatic effect. I was like, yeah, sure. And by this time of the shoot, I was like, getting cool with the guys, innit? Yeah. And then they're all going, like, the men's and the women's team are going, oh, go on, Marcus, you take a proper tackle. But I said, yeah, go on then. I'll have a five and a run up, right? Bruv, maximum five steps. So it's barely a run up. Like, Sarah barely even got up to top speed, yeah? She's like, you sure? I go, yeah. And then I know that they're actually pulling their punches, because like I said, the men are about to finish the tournament. The women are about to start tournament. So she can't really throw it all at me, because you never know, tackle could be perfect, but your shoulder can go. So she's pulling it a bit, yeah? Bro, let me tell you, yeah? Getting knocked down when you're ready for it is wild. And I said, like, does it not, like, take it out of you? They're like, yeah, yeah, but you just got to get up and keep pushing, like, keep going. And, bro, the way that... I remember her... There was a point when her head or her shoulder had hit my body and I was... My feet and were in the air, like facing forwards.
Like Brad Pitt from Snatch when he gets uppercutted.
Yeah, it's like that. It was like that. And, like, my hands and feet were all in the air at one time. And then... So then I, like, shook it off and they were like, you can do a tackle. So I did a walking tackle. They're like, oh, really good technique, really good technique. Then they were like, all right, come on, Marcus. You can... I want you to do the equivalent of what Sarah did. Yes, I took this flipping little run up, ran at it, right, and then took it down. I thought, yes, like as I did the tackle, I thought this is amazing, and I heard like a kind of like a bustle and hustle and bustle. And as I got up off the mat, I turned around and saw 6 or 7, 8 England rugby players looking at each other, absolutely pissing themselves, laughing. They were said, Marcus, like the technique was off. You look like you didn't know what you were doing. You look like you hugged it to death, bro. And I was like, there's nothing more demeaning than thinking a group of sports people. Well. I got up, I was like, what do you think, guys? They were like, who? Like one of them was like, bots turned to one of the other guys and went, oh, did you see the thing that he did? Where he went, oh, did like a silly little walk. I was like, all right, just wrap up this bit. And the director was like, oh, great. I love the way you played into it. Extra shit there. And I was like, oh, I was actually fucking trying, bro. But, and just from, yeah, just from taking tackles, doing a few drills, I wouldn't even say it was a quarter of what they do for a warm up in terms of the activities I did. I left there feeling like good day's work. I feel like I had a hot bath when I got home. My shoulders are feeling it a bit. My body was feeling, and I was just like, I'd say they're one of their sports where you're just conditioned for everything. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, Your whole body is under stress and duress. Mm. You're not, like, no disrespect, but if you run, it's just cardiovascular, isn't it? Really? If you're doing like shot put, you're just throwing a big weight. Do you know what I mean? Like high jump, it's like one discipline. Their whole body is under stress and they've got to think because it's a techie game. Mm. And there's like raw aggression that they need to pull out at any point. Like you have to, when they play rugby, bro, some of the stuff they do, like I'm seeing, and it's accidental, I'm seeing studs in a man's leg. Like when someone's getting up and you getting out of a tangle,
the guy doesn't even notice.
Yeah,
in football, my man would be doing backflips on the floor. And, bro, you know,
my favorite one in football is when they get hit on their right leg and grab their left leg, or forget what leg. Yeah, none of that in rugby. And I do like this in rugby as well. Here's what I love about rugby is there is a utmost respect for the referee.
I think we might have mentioned this previously as well, man.
Yeah,
that like I think that should be. Tried to be introduced into grassroots football.
I think so, and I think it has to start there because you're not changing what's happening at the top level now, but we just start it now and we move up the ranks as with the age. So say we started under 11s or whatever it is, whatever the age group is, started there, 5 years later under 16s, 5 years later like under 21s. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know my maths is well off with that. It doesn't matter. Let's keep pushing. But like, yeah.
There's one point.
Yeah. All right. Wicked. Go with that. 100% agree with you. Cause there was like I'm not that into rugby, which is why I got selected for this. Cause they needed some ignorance. There was an altercation between a referee and a player that was happening as part of the Six Nations. And I think there's a female ref again, need more of that, please. Thank you very much. And a player was acting up, getting a bit, I'd say, cheekier than you should, yeah? And the ref was like, listen, I understand that, because as a young ref, older player, I understand that you and you other players have probably played more games than I've ever refereed or I've even played in my life, but I require a certain level of respect. She says something along the lines of that, checks man, and he goes, okay, cool, I just need to know if it's a foul or not, so I can tell my team. She goes, yeah, it was a foul, whatever. I kept to pushing, but I was like, no ref, does a ref even get a chance to talk like that?
Difference being is that
when you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
In football,
yeah.
I mean, this season they've tried to clamp down on it where our showings of emotion are being, like, I think wrongly carded and stuff like that. Like, but I think a good referee still tries to keep control of the game by speaking, having a dialogue open with someone. But when someone's just turning around being like, ref, you're an F in this, you're an F in that, you're, you know, bloody cheating, this and that, it's not cool.
I think it's carding straight away. If you're swearing at me, I'm giving you a card. That's how I feel.
I feel like if you're swearing at me, if I was a ref and someone was like, ref, you're a F in this or whatever,
suck your mom, for example,
I'll be like, that's different. But if they were like, oh, ref, it wasn't a effing foul, that's calm. And because at this moment in time, right, if you feel injustice, you know that you didn't foul this person or they kicked it out, and it's human nature to get annoyed. And so now they turn around, they go, oh, ref, and like do that.
Yeah.
You get booking.
Yeah, yeah, that's not.
It's not consistent because nothing is consistent at the moment.
Trust me.
But the
Man United support.
I agree with you in the sense of like, if we could introduce it to grassroots game.
I think so. I think it teaches discipline, and like all sports have human error in it. Like, unless we want to have a VAR game, which ain't going to happen if all decisions are made with like computers and playbacks and stuff like that and like reloads. I know it's not what they are, but whatever. So I feel like if we want to have a really slow, boring game that's clinically perfect, then yeah, do that. But which I don't think will make it very entertaining at all. But I do think we should rein it in, man. I think like really should be talking to, you should be talking to the rest of respect, because I think it will speed up the game as well, because you just get on with it. You will just, if you think there's an injustice, you'll be like, oh, flipping heck, let's get on with it. Whereas if you think you can argue and pressure a ref, like I've seen refs get pressured before, and in their head, they must think, oh, I'm going to just let this next incident slide, because otherwise the game's going to get long and there's going to be chat and stuff.
But there's actually too much onus on, and I'm not contradicting what I said a moment ago, but it's necessary for refs to have a handle on the game. But I also don't think it's up to the ref to see fit, like, oh, that's, I would usually give that, but I'm trying to let the game flow, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying, no, you shouldn't be trying to do anything, you should just be adhering to the rules of the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They'll be like, they attempt to try and manipulate it so that, oh, you know, 11 versus 11 stays on the pitch. That's not, your job isn't to make sure that 11 people, your job is to send someone off if they, you know, carry out a red card offence.
Yeah. And I know because of playing FIFA or ISS, if I get enough red cards, the match gets stopped.
Yeah, what is it? Maximum, we have a minimum of eight
players. Yeah, yeah. And I've done that very, very many a time in the world. But no, you're right though, man. I do think there's little exceptions though. Like, for example, if there's like a dodgy tackle and a player's like right in front of the goal and he's got a chance, I think let him have that chance, because... You get me? Like, they've managed to get around a dodgy tackle and like, come on, that could be the difference for them for the goal. Could you imagine that? Like, somebody fucking, I don't know. Imagine a keeper like swipes your legs out and you get up again and you're about to tap it in and the ref goes, right, stop that there, that's a penalty.
I suppose that would be coming from the playing advantage.
Which good refs
adhere to.
But not play the advantage to the point where you're manipulating the game, you'd say.
No, but if you're playing an advantage, I think it will come down to, is it an advantage? So there will be, and again, this is where the grey area comes, right? If there's a team who maybe technically they're not as good as the other team and they're relying on set pieces to score. If they get a foul where you know that the team want the dead ball situation because they want to bring their centre backs up and play in, then playing on is not really an advantage for them.
Yeah.
They want the free kick, but you have to be aware of that. And like, that's when nuance starts to come into it, right? So it's not so black and white, but.
Is it, man? There you go, man. So, so rugby, I'll be honest, I'm going to watch the next few games.
The Roses are supposed to be amazing as well. Like, I haven't seen all that much, but I have heard many, many good things.
Yeah, they're looking to have a really good tournament. And I think the plan is to get more eyes on rugby as a whole. And then obviously next year, the World Cup, I believe, is in the UK. So even more reason to get into rugby now. I've got the gear now. Got a rugby top. So, I you might find me in a pub watching a rugby game. I don't know what the crowd's like. I know what it's like watching football in the pub. I've not watched rugby in the pub like for ages, but I presume it's the same kind of vibes.
You know, what did they say? They say football is a gentleman's game played by thugs and rugby is a thug's game played by gentlemen.
Yeah.
I've been to like Twickenham.
Nice stadium.
Many moons ago. But like I at that point, I mean, I still now, I can't even tell you whether it was union or league, but I'm like, don't really know exactly what's going on. I have a general idea of the rules, but I don't know them inside out like I do for other sports.
You know, they do that lineup thing where they throw each other in the air to get the ball. Do you know now, before they do a lineup where they'd like pick you up by your hips a little bit and then maybe by your knees, now they like, it's like half gymnastics, bro. They like one guy gets you up to like one level and another guy will go, they'll like push a, hold a man up on the top back of his pyramid. Yeah, pretty much. Like they'll they'd have their feet on the bottom of your ankles. They'll get you that high up when you're jumping.
They'll have your feet on the bottom of your ankles.
They'll have your hands on the bottom. Sorry, they'll have your hands. Sorry, mate. They'll have their hands on the bottom of your ankles.
Oh damn!
So like you're all the way up.
It's almost cheerleading.
Yeah, I think so. And I was saying to Maro, one of the players, I was like, "Yo, like, isn't that mad for you?" He goes, "Nah, you just land in it." I'm like, "You're 6'5". You're 6'5" in the air. Your head is 12 foot in the air. That's a long way down.
It's a long way down.
You're just like, yeah, man, that's what it's like, isn't it? Flipping out. To be so calm, it's crazy. So yeah, did that. That was fun. And I also watched Rebel Moon on Netflix, which is Zack Snyder's go at Star Wars.
Oh.
He wrote it for Star Wars and he said no. And then so he's made it to his own show.
Yeah, I remember that being. I remember the trailer for it.
Yeah.
The trailer looked really good.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah,
it's good.
You're into your sci-fi, isn't it?
Yeah, man, into my sci-fi. Nice little watch. It's a whole new universe, whole new world, so you can get into it. It was a cool watch. Second one comes out in a couple of weeks, I think. So, and I realized I hadn't watched it. Kind of Zack Snyder energy. It's got a bit of a 300 feel to it.
Oh, okay. You know, I know you're a fan.
Yes, man. Oh, but yeah, it's got a bit of a spot, like a 300 feel to it in terms of the backdrops. It is kind of Star Warsy, so it's like sci-fi, droids in it, but then it's also got like that kind of martial arts energy in it as well. Okay. So you've got like, you know, you've got laser swords of sorts. Yeah, they ain't sabers. You've got laser swords, you've got pew, pew, pew shooting, you've got space fighting, you've got man getting punched up, and apparently it's going to be a Snyder cut. So the version I watched was like a 12. But there's definitely some shots where I think there's going to be some gorier versions of it as well. So the Snyder Cut's going to be a bit more edgy, which I don't know if I need for the story, but I watched that, man. That was pretty cool.
Mm.
Yeah, man.
I'm trying to think if I've watched... Oh, I did start watching...
Reacher. Sorry.
Yeah. So...
Jack Reacher, yeah.
What was it? Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the new series.
Oh, with Childish Gambino, aka Donald Glover, and... Oh, I forget the name, sorry.
Her name is Erin.
Erin. I've got to find it now, innit? Because I've got to.
She's.
Can't not, man. That's rude.
Half Japanese, half American, I think.
Yes. Doop doop doop.
I got it completely wrong. I think I feel like it's Irene or something like that.
Irene, yeah. I'll find it while we talk about it. But yeah, go on. Like you watched it.
I'm a big fan of Man Like Donald Glover. I think he's a good actor. I think he's a good musician as well. But
it's good everything, isn't it? Pretty much.
Yeah, he's I really enjoyed the take on it. On Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And
Maya Erskine.
Erskine. I know there was E somewhere.
Yeah. So I know the movie. I know it because of the raw sexual tension between Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, and also the fact that there was a scandal that they got together during that filming, which, you know, was wild because I think both of the actors were with other people at the time. But so how does it play on, like, from there?
The reason why I think it works is because they don't try and... I don't think it would have worked with Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, for instance.
Okay.
They are relatable characters.
Oh, okay.
Like the Mr. and Mrs. Smith. They're like relatable, flawed. And the dynamics between... I think that like it works well because the dynamics between them is really, really good. So, you know, like... early doors, you find out that one's not good at, you know, can't lose an argument, and, you know, they're drawbacks, and it's kind of open for the world to see. So, but it's the way that it's done, I think, is actually very, I think it's very well done. I think it's very well done because it's not just like every episode there's a mission, and it's not like CSI, for instance, like where it sticks with a template.
Okay, so it's not like the kind of like every episode's encapsulates a resolve, and there's like one criminal that they need to get.
Yeah,
one thing.
No, it's So I would recommend it. I'd recommend it. I think you'd enjoy it.
Is it the same kind of spy thriller tied in with humans?
It's different to Mr. and Mrs. Smith the film, because if I remember correctly, in the film they were assassins.
Yep,
but they got together because they wanted to get together, and they didn't know when they got together that the other one
they worked for two different agencies.
Whereas this one's completely different. They're like Mr. and Mrs. There's like loads of Mr. and Mrs. Smiths, and they're like paired together by like an agency.
Oh, see.
Yeah, so like the dynamics changes.
So they have to play happy in front of people when they're like...
But they are married. They're legally married.
Yeah. Oh, sick. So it's kind of like 90 Day Fiancé, but like a TV show. Is there like a bit of fighting in it as well? Is there a little bit of punching up and explosion?
There's a lot of action in it.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Donald Glover gets busy with his hands then, yeah? Is it good fighting as well?
Yeah, it's good. I've enjoyed it. You know, I'm into more martial arts, but it's not ridiculous. It's fairly good. But yeah, there's some fighting, there's some shooting, some explosions, there's some car chases.
And is it like a lighthearted watch? Like chill, watch it.
Yes or no? Because in some bits it's like it's funny and it's like a little bit silly and lighthearted. But then there's also some like quite serious bits in it as well. So a good mixture. I'd be interested to see your take on it.
Defo, man. Where am I watching it?
It's on Amazon Flix.
Okay, cool.
It's either Netflix or Amazon. I just couldn't remember which one.
Oh, I thought you were saying like free. Was it Freebie? Because there's an Amazon service. Well, now Amazon's charging two tiers, isn't it? There's a lower tier where you get ads on some shows.
Oh yeah, no.
And they have the other service, Freebie or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. We have ads on everything, but it's on Amazon Flix.
One other show that I watched that I think you'd enjoy. It was recommended to me,
Jack Grisham.
Brother's Son. You aware of this?
No.
Michelle Yeoh?
No.
This is worth a watch, definitely.
What's it about? I can't even find it.
It is about a family who are like the head of the triads, and the mother and one of her sons moves from I can't remember where in Southeast Asia, and they moved to the States, and to kind of take one of their sons out of the business, and then the dad gets shot,
yeah,
and then like the son who's in the US has absolutely no idea about his mum or about the triads or anything, and he's like,
"Oh shit!"
And then, yeah, but his brother comes over. His brother's like, is like infamous,
okay,
for just being like, you know, ridiculous, like murking people, and
okay,
triad protector.
Bro, that is sick. And obviously, because Michelle's in it as well.
Like, Michelle Yeoh is incredible, man.
I got to be honest.
He's up there with one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, when people do this with other actors, I'm like, you can't do that. You can't just watch something because of the actors in it, because that doesn't mean that it's going to be good. But see, Michelle Yeoh, bruv, she's probably one of my favorite actors. And her range is fantastic. Her range is mad. So like, obviously, there's people that know her for her martial arts prowess and stuff like that. But she can play kind, loving. I've seen her in Star Trek. She plays an absolute fucking asshole.
She's Star Wars as well, isn't it?
Did you do Star Wars as well? I don't know. Did she? I remember, I'm a Trek man, you know?
I would have thought that you would have known that. On a level, like, now I'm doubting myself. I thought you'd be like, yeah.
I don't know, you know?
I feel like one of the Star Wars that I watched semi-recently, like, I felt like she was in it, but I could.
I don't know. I know her from.
And you've watched what is it? Everywhere,
everything, everywhere, all at once.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, yeah, amazing.
What do you think?
Amazing. Oh, loved it. Loved incredible, it. Right? Loved it because I didn't know what to expect. There's nothing better than.
How can you know what to expect from that?
Yeah.
It's so
great.
Mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing, man. What great film. Like, lovely little cameos in there as well. Just a nice film.
Honestly, if anyone hasn't seen that, you need like.
Yeah.
It's a terrible crushing injustice that you haven't, so like, rectify that.
I said a crushing injustice. But yeah, man, I watched that and The Brother's Son as well. 8 episodes are available. That's a nice amount to get into. That's nice.
Oh, you enjoy it 100%. Yeah. I can't.
You're into gaming. I'm also rewatching Halo. So Halo's come out again.
I haven't seen anything. I've never seen any. Is it animated?
No, it's live action. It's on Paramount Plus.
Okay.
And it's got actor in it who I've seen on a few things. He's in American Gods. He plays a leprechaun. But in this, he is flipping out. He's the brother. He's the half brother, I think, of the actor that plays Wolverine's Sabretooth. Wolverine's brother in X-Men, Sabretooth. That actor, Pablo Schreiber, is his name. I'm sorry if I'm butchering it.
Yeah.
So, and his brother is.
The OG Schreiber.
Yeah, is the OG Schreiber. So we've got Pablo Schreiber here, but it's, what's his name? God, man, I'm really working out my, it's Pablo, Liev Schreiber, but he plays.
Liev,
is that how you say it? Yeah, but he's been in a few things like, X-Men, like the Manchurian Candidate, all that kind of stuff like that.
Okay.
But yeah, bro, I didn't know they're half brothers, but yeah, Halo. So if you're into the Halo game, got the music in there, it's got the sound effects, it's got the swords. It's got some lore in it. Proper popcorn TV. And I love it. Do you know what I mean? I sit there eating a popcorn, enjoy it. It's like got some good graphics in it. Big explosions, some aliens. Proper bit of sci-fi.
I want to hear like, gain the lead. Lost the lead.
Yeah.
Killed by the Guardians.
Double kill.
Double kill.
Yeah. But you do get like the all that kind of stuff in it. And you see
good atmos in that game. Good atmos. Yeah. Energy swords. Energy swords versus shotguns.
Do you remember? Was it rocket launchers and energy swords we played, or was it shotguns?
We did energy swords, shotguns. We did ones with rocket launchers, snipers, shotties. Oh,
bro, we
on Foundation.
Hours.
Just specifically Foundation. Nothing else. No other levels.
We're talking about like whole evenings played.
And like, we were playing split screen on my TV, not a big TV. Four man.
Close. Close to the screen.
Like, hey, stop screen watching.
Stop screen watching.
And what everyone would end up doing is like doing the thing where you like walk up against the wall this. Yeah. And then you strafe along the wall so no one knows who you are in it.
And then turn around and shoot that was a kid. And I just remember like letting off a sick shot and then it was like, killed by the Guardians. No, that was me, bro. I was like, you took my kill, bruv. You took my kill. Stole my kill, bro.
And do you know what, yeah? I still don't know what that means.
All I know is that I didn't get the kill in it, bro. That's all I know. I didn't get the kill. You get me? But yeah, so I've been watching that. It's pretty cool. It's just like watching, you just want to see the kickassery in it. And you kind of get to see, it's kind of like Mandalorian. It's kind of like a stoic character, but they try and add in more history, more of the Halo lore around it. And it's, yeah, it's good watch, man.
I'm trying to think what they're called, like the name of the...
I should know, innit? Master Chief, they're called
Master Chief.
Master Chief John is his name, innit? And they are called they're not called soldiers. What they're called, but they're like advanced soldiers. So they call about name. Few UK actors in there as well. They got in the mix and blend.
Oh, nice.
Yes, it's not bad. But yeah, that's how I've been killing time. Do you want to bring anything else to the table, Sean? Or shall we move swiftly on?
Let's do that.
All right, man, let's move swiftly on to our stories of the
week. week.
I think we might only have time for one, man. I did it last time, so do you want to jump into the story?
Bro, I was saying, if you've got something juicy... that didn't sound positive.
Yeah, I got some like bits, man. I mean, we can dip in and out. I mean, this just sounds like they're doing it for fun. I'm happy to dip in and out of this in seconds. Someone's marrying an AI hologram, ushering a new era in for human-robot relationships. An artist plans to marry an AI hologram called Alex, a unique ceremony. They were trained on data related to Alicia Framis, the lady called Alicia Framis, her previous romantic partner. So she's taken all the things that she likes out of her partners, but taken away the proper things like answering back, not doing the dishes, making promises and not keeping them, and they're going to marry them. Now, this could either be a conversation between us, Sean, or I think we can go for doing it for attention. And I think that's what they're doing it for. I don't know. Can AI really? Nah. I mean, there's AI that's passed the Turing test, but I don't know, Sean. I don't know. I think when you're if you really were in love, would you want to go to the papers with it, or are you just doing it for
fun? Is it necessary to get married? Why do you need to get married for? I suppose you could probably put that on all marriage, but
yeah,
like it's a hologram. Was it exactly gonna fucking run away?
So yeah, and also you're playing a game where you're trying to give the hologram rights to everything you have, which you can only do for a human.
If the hologram
took
this Donnie for half of everything he owns.
Whoa. What if the hologram turns around and goes, my programming has deduced that you are not a suitable wife. I'd like to divorce. That would be wild.
Half.
50%. Bro.
Man makes his AI bot sign a prenup.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not going to hold up in court.
So yeah, that's that. That's what I'm bringing to the table, man. From Business Insider there as well. They also covered a Japanese man who married a virtual reality singer. None of his family attended the wedding ceremony. Which, if no one turns up for your wedding ceremony, no one at all.
Did it happen?
Just saying, did it happen? Maybe it's a sign you're marrying the wrong person. Maybe.
Person.
Thing. Yeah. Anyway, what you got for me, B? See, you just did the same noise. Yeah. That's the slow Newsweek sound, isn't it?
DPD customer service chatbot swears and calls company worst delivery firm.
What? Yes. Come on. So it's more AI. Let's go.
Musician Ashley Beauchamp was faced with an unhelpful customer service AI chatbot when he started causing chaos and was able to get the bot to amusingly turn against the parcel delivery company that the chatbot worked for.
Okay, so he's talking to the chatbot and then he coaxed it into being raw. All right, lovely. Let's do this.
DPD has disabled its AI online chatbot after a customer was able to make the bot swear and write a poem criticizing the parcel delivery company. Ashley Beauchamp, 30, was trying to track down a missing parcel when he said he was going round and round in circles trying to get any sort of information from the company's chatbot. It couldn't give me any information about the parcel. It couldn't pass me on to a human and it couldn't give me the number of their call center. It didn't seem to be able to do anything useful. I was getting so frustrated at all the things it couldn't do that I finally tried to find out what it actually could do. And that's when the chaos started. The classical musician first asked the bot to tell him a joke, and soon with minimal prompt, it was happily writing poems about DPD's unreliable service. After a few more prompts, it was happy to swear too. Sharing a wacky conversation on X, Mr. Beauchamp said that the bot replies to one message saying, "Fuck yeah, I'll do my best to be as helpful as possible, even if it means swearing." In another part of the exchange, the bot calls itself a useless chatbot that can't help you.
Oh, I love that, man. I love that. I can imagine future in the chatbot's like, before we start working with you, would you like me to swear today or not? I'd be like, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Let's do this.
That'll make me feel
Where's my fucking parcel?
Yeah, man. Where's my fucking parcel? It says, it'll be with you soon, motherfucker. Yeah, I love that shit, man. I want that. I want that kind of energy.
I would be up for that.
Wouldn't it make you laugh a little bit more and make you a little bit angry if you think about it? You're chasing a delivery. Already, the rigmarole of trying to find a delivery that you ain't got. You're not in a good mood, right? I want some vibes from my chatbot. What's happening, man?
Bro, I'm gonna put it out here because I've started to use like Google Assistant.
Yeah.
And there are quite a lot of times where swearing at my Google Assistant just makes me feel a bit better.
And you're doing this. Like, what kind of swears have you been doing? Like, big swears, small swears?
I'm like, turn off the alarm, bitch! Just, if I've already said it, like, snooze or turn off, and I just get angry and I just end up shouting at my phone.
I'm just saying, Sean, there are some people of the mindset that when this robot uprising happens, there's going to be like a digital gates of heaven and hell. The receipts. And the thing is, with computers, they could have like a little audio recording. They'll be like, so Sean, before we let you into the area of that humans can live
and
in.
I'm like this. Oh yeah. Ready.
With joy
ready.
Until they live. We'd just like to review your recent interactions with us. What did you mean when you said on the 1st of March, 2024,
Google Assistant, you're fucking useless. Fuck. You slag. I'll be like, yeah. No, but I meant it in a nice way.
Okay.
You know, I was thinking that you were sentient, so I was trying to give you more than... No. Yeah.
What did you mean when you said you would put me in the bath like my brother? It's jokes, man. Oh, it's jokes.
Water resistant.
What? Yeah, it's jokes, man. Look. Why don't you go to your records of how Australians talk to each other and just see? Look, it's actually good vibes. It's good vibes. Yeah.
Every time I drop the C word, I was being endearing.
It's love. Yeah, man. So you get. I'm the opposite. I'm like, please and thank you. You know, real talk. I'm just like, thank you so much. Please.
It depends on my mood. There's times where I'm like, snooze, please. Can you snooze, please? Thank you.
Yeah.
And there are times where, like, she's not listening.
Out of 10 times, how many times are you the snooze, please? And how many times are you... how many times are you the snooze, please, out of 10? That's a good one to ask.
like one time out of 10. And then I would say about 5 to 6 times just normally being like, stop. Or snooze or whatever, and then there's the rest of the times I'm just angry.
So, oh man, have you asked it to address you in a different way though? Because you know some AIs, like AIs or chatbots or whatever they are, assistants can call you like by a certain name. Like,
no, I haven't.
I'm gonna steal an idea that's on the internet. I want to tell all of my assistants to call me my dude because it automatically makes them chilled. Hello, my dude. You get me? That's what I want. Yeah.
Timer set for 8 minutes.
My dude
or yes. my guy
innit? My guy, is that what you mean? My guy yeah
or like you just be like my it'd be like alarm set for 9 p.m. my Donnie.
Yes, my Donnie. I like that.
That'd be quite. I like that.
Yeah. Hello, my Donnie. Oh, man, that's I like that. So that's what I'll go for. Anyway, Sean, as usual, time has flown by this week, man. Absolutely flown by. I guess, I don't know, man. I want to use chatbots more often now, like for fun stuff like that. I'm so sick of people just being scared of them. Okay, daddy.
Oh man. That's going to be weird.
Yeah, man. Anyway, make sure you check out How to Kill an Hour on all social medias, including Facebook as well. Check out our jokes, which we cut all the fluff out. And put in the bits where I don't mess up the joke and put them together and make them decent. I'm at Marcus Bronzy on all social medias. MARCUSBRONZY. Where can we find you, Sean?
On the road / street.
That's it.
That's the only place.
And if you see him, say, oi, Sean!
And you'll see me run away.
All right, man. We'll be with you soon. Peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.